Thank you, Mel, for leading us through that. So good to have so many of you with us, and really good to be here at Grace Church. Haven't we meet every Sunday, and we sing songs, and we worship God, and we hear about Jesus from the Bible, and you are all very welcome to join us at any time. And what I'd love to do now is just very quickly walk us through these pictures that we've seen and these scriptures that have been read. And the first one is a picture of Jesus being the light in the darkness. He doesn't just bring light, he is light. The Bible is clear that Jesus is God, and that when he entered into the world as this baby, that he brought light with him. And actually that light came into a dark place. And Jesus still offers that same light to us today in a dark world that we live in. I remember when I became a Christian about 20 years ago, I had a dream in the middle of the night, and something became clear in that dream that God was real. And after that, it was like the lights were switched on for me. And I explored, I went to church, I went and found, I tried some different places out, and I wanted to know who God was. Suddenly I thought, do you know what, I think this God is real, I need to know him. And what I found out was that God is Jesus, and Jesus is God. That the God that we worship is three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, something we struggle to get our heads around. But Jesus, the God-man, came from eternity in heaven and comes down as a baby into this world. And there was a reason that he did this. And it was because he wanted to become like us in order to save us. And so we looked at the family tree of who Jesus is, and we see that he is a real person in history. Anyone here could go and study and look at history, and you will see that the evidence for the person of Jesus Christ is just beyond measure. You cannot doubt that he existed. And so the question is who is he? And what did he come to do? And we've heard from the other readings as well that he wasn't just an ordinary person. He was also a king. A king that came down from heaven to be worshipped by all. And so as we look at those pictures again, we see that we live in a dark world. You'll know what it is to keep things in the darkness or to go through a dark time. Perhaps you're going through a dark time now. We know that when you're in a very dark place and you have a light, there is something comforting and reassuring about that light. Maybe if you've been camping before and you're looking around for a torch, when you turn that torch on, it just illuminates everything. That's what Jesus does when he comes into your life. He illuminates everything. And what we find is, as human beings, is that we have this natural tendency to put things in darkness that maybe we're scared of, maybe we're ashamed of, maybe we want to forget and not think about. And it's very natural for us to do that. When Jesus came into my life, what I found was there were things that I had in the darkness that people didn't know about me, that I was hiding, that I didn't really want to admit to myself. But very gently and warmly, it was like this warm, comforting light that as I got to know that I could have a relationship with this God, that through his Holy Spirit and through his church today, I could meet Jesus for myself and put my faith in him. That actually very slowly, I was able to take the things that were in darkness and bring them into the light. And I was terrified of that. And what I found was when I did it, though, I wasn't met with judgment or anger or wrath, but actually I met with God's mercy and God's grace, so often shared through the church. As I shared the things in my life that I struggled with, I found that God brought light, healing, and freedom from those things. And he offers that to all of us here today. And then why was it important that he was a human? You see, if you go right back to the beginning of the Bible, you see that there's a problem in humanity, and that is the problem of sin. That we read that God created man in his image, but Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, whether you believe that story or not, what it says is that humanity somehow fell away from God, disbelieved God, sinned against God, and there was judgment that came into the world. There was an eternal separation that came between man and God. And so we're born into this world with that problem. And you can look around and see that sin is everywhere. We don't do the things that we want to do, and we do the things we don't want to do. Even our own standards, we struggle to keep them all the time. And the Bible teaches us that this is just the problem of the human heart. And that was the problem that Jesus came to rescue us from, this separation from God. And when I became a Christian, I put my faith in Jesus. What I was putting my faith in was that he was the God-man. He was the one who came and lived in my place, that he lived a righteous, perfect life. He met all of God's righteous commands and lived his life in a meaningful, loving relationship with his Father in heaven in a way that I never could. And the Bible teaches that there is punishment for sin, that when we disobey God, when we turn away from him, that there is this separation. And God says that actually the wages of sin is death. Now, for all of us, we know that death is, there's something wrong about it. There's something terrifying about it, and it's something that we will all confront at some point in our lives. It'll be the end of our lives, but maybe it's the end of a loved one or someone else we know. And when death comes, we just feel this sense of wrongness about it. And God agrees with that. He says it was never meant to be that way. But what he did, he sent his son Jesus in our place to die on a cross, to live the life that we should have lived. God has given us a moral conscience. He gives us an awareness of what's right and what's wrong. Some of that we learn, but some of it is just in our hearts. We just know. And when we don't live up to those standards, God says, actually, what you need is someone to rescue you. I need to make a way to be just and right and a good God who judges sin rightly. And at the same time, I need to find a way to rescue the people that I love, which is all of us. And so what he does is he offers and sends his son Jesus to die. And you today can have a relationship with Jesus. And you might say, well, why would I want to do that? Well, the other reason is because Jesus is God. Jesus is the King of the universe. It says in the Bible that one day every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Whether willingly or unwillingly, there will come a day when we all stand before Jesus. And so we want to make an offer to you today to say, look, actually you can know Jesus for yourself. Like the wise men, they were not Christians, they were not religious people, they weren't Jewish, they weren't royalty, they were star worshippers. They had their own ideas about things, they were astrologers. They followed a star and they found a baby in a manger. But somehow in that moment, they recognized that this was no ordinary baby. And they gave their gifts to God. And they bowed down and worshipped him. And that's what God calls us to do. The first commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And I know that I've never done that all of my life. I've always fallen short of that command. And yet God says, no, look, this is who I am. If we could see God now and see how amazing he is, we would just fall on our knees before him and worship him. He's the God who made us. He's the God who created everything we see. That's interesting. In the Christmas story, we have the immaculate conception of Mary having something birthed inside of her from outside. And yet you look around this world today and so many people believe in an immaculate conception of a different kind, that this universe spontaneously appeared out of nowhere. And then it's given as a rational explanation for all things. I want to argue today that the most rational explanation for an immaculate conception is that there is a God who has existed eternally and made all things. That's the immaculate conception that we believe in, that he made it all, that there was meaning and purpose behind this world. And so as we talk about the gospel, you may have heard that word and not known what it means, but the gospel means good news. The good news is that there is darkness, there's bad news, but the good news is that the light has overcome it. That is the good news of Jesus Christ. And it's something that we as a church, we feel that God has compelled us to share that message with as many people as we can. Not because we want to ram something down people's throats, but because we love people. We love to see the lost saved. I love to see people go through the same transformation that happened in my life. The best thing that ever happened to me was that one day God chose to reveal himself to me. I heard the gospel. I found out who Jesus was. And I decided to bow down before him and worship him as God and King. It doesn't make me perfect, not now, but one day actually his righteousness, his perfection, will be given to me when I stand before a holy God. It's the free gift of God's grace. And he offers that to all of us here today. So I would say this Christmas, what is it really all about? So often we go into it full of excitement, we come out the other side and we just have a bigger credit card bill and we're fed up with Mariah Carey. I think this Christmas could be life-changing for many people in this room. You could actually think, what is this really about? Maybe you've got a Bible, you could pick it up and discover, read the Gospels and find out who Jesus really was and say, what do I really think about this? Have I ever considered it for myself? I would urge you to do that. I did it once. I was way away from God. I had a terrible life. I did all sorts of things that I wouldn't even dream of sharing here. But I didn't think there was anything wrong with it at the time. I just thought, it's just life, isn't it? And yet what I realized now is it was making me miserable. I had no purpose. I had no hope. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. I used to be utterly terrified of death. Such fear, because I just didn't know what was beyond there. I didn't believe it was nothing. And yet now I know that one day my time here will come and I'm going to stand face to face with Jesus and I'm going to bow before him as king. And he's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. It's what the Bible promises us. And so I'd love to extend that invitation to anyone here today. If you'd love to know more about Jesus, I'd love to talk to you afterwards. We've got some books that we'd like to give out. And it's very much the theme that we've used today. It's called It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. And it's written by a Christian guy who's part of the group of churches we're in. And it's a very short book, but it just tells you how the picture of Christmas is for everyone to point us to Jesus. So I urge you, take this with you. Have a read. Have a think. There's some great arguments in it for all the things that we do and how that reveals who God really is. So that's my encouragement today. Is take another look at Jesus this Christmas and give him a chance to come into your life. It might be the best decision you ever made. I'd love to just pray. Father God, thank you for Jesus. Lord, let this Christmas be a Christmas of new life, a Christmas of new light in darkness. Lord, I pray for all of us here, Lord, where we're going through dark times. Lord, will your light come into people's hearts this year? Oh, you change people in this room in the way that you've changed me and so many of us here that know you. You are the true King. You did come into this world as a baby in a manger. What a ridiculous thing. And yet, Lord, we can see that it was true. We can see the impact you had, how you changed everything. That 2,000 years ago, a baby in a tiny little town in Israel transformed the world. God, will you send your Holy Spirit today and transform hearts and minds. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.